Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G. He'll join us when the fuck he gets here. But, we are doing an hour and a half just because, once again, I got work in the morning. But, skipping, I decided to do a show for an hour and a half. Go to 12:30. End at 12:30 and go to bed. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Fucking TNA said it was just fucking nuts. We got MVP still online from JBL calling himself a fucking wrestling god. stealing a line from Bray Wyatt, fucking HBK, probably stealing a line from everybody he's ever worked with back in WWE. Shit's just fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, anyways, alright, I know we got Buzzkill up in the room. We have a guest. I'm not sure who the guest is. I'm just gonna guess and say boobs. Or I could be completely wrong. But I said we go with a track by Dark Lotus. Fallen.
Jump, sir. Whatever you do, please do not jump. Yeah, hi, look, there's a guy, and he's on a building, and he looks like he's gonna jump. Yeah, I am on.
Jump!
Why the hell are you telling him to jump?
Jump!
Don't jump!
I don't get this, fuck sickness of living with this. Never get to forget this, not even on Christmas. No way to dismiss this, what the fuck is this? They tell me it's all in my head, why can't I get a witness? Fuck it, I was never meant to be and not my own hater. Up the elevator, on a rooftop, seconds later. Looking over the ledge, about to plunge. Take a deep breath in my lungs, hear the street come.
This is it, my last step, my last straw. My last attempt to reach out, touch the one to call. My phone's been cut off, it feels it's piling up. So high, I'm on this ledge, you're fully prepared to die. Police like glitter and streets beneath my feet. 50 stories below, I can hear a mile of green. It's all okay, just give it another day. They turn the screen as I step off and drift away. I'm the one, drown to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying. I'm born, drown to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
You think I'm doing this shit for fun? The second time in a week, but the first was the practice run. Don't need a gun to end all of my suffering. All I need to do is jump, get the evil voices out of me. You don't know what it's like when every night you're in whispers, convincing you to end it all by daylight. I'm about to take flight, shut them all up. Just thought I'd let you know the real reason that Paul jumped.
I'm looking over this ledge at these matchbox cars. 50-something levels up, make me hit that concrete hard. Why my meds don't work no more, why my doc quit on me? I'm working seconds on top, you no more see me, obviously. Now waiting for my boss to crawl this concrete and crumble. A gang of motherfuckers saying don't do it, you won't see no trouble. Next thing I know, I heard ass screams, holy fuck. That crowd's coming my way mighty fast, cause I just jumped.
I'm falling, drowned to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying. I'm born, drowned to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm
born, death on impact, about to crash.
Fuck dying.
My fingers scratching to the building as I pull up and climb. Feeling more like I'm a spider inside of my mind. Pass the windows up with every story up I go. Take a look inside, people spitting in cubicles. But I'm out here losing it, scaling the brick. The higher up I crawl, the more that I'm feeling sick. Once I get to the top, I can let it all go. As I fall through the air to the sidewalk below.
I'm born, drowned to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying. I'm born, drowned to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying. Fuck dying. Fuck dying. Fuck dying. Fuck
feel like the only way I'll see fame and wealth is to kill myself the same week my record hits the shelf. All you really need is a record label budget to watch the machine boys feed it to the public. Hate it or love it, watch it or unplug it. Careers disappear quicker than next week's club hit.
You're just a puppet on a string, I'm your master. And I cut out the thing, you might as well be an actor. I write a chapter, how sex sells music. Nobody likes your songs, they watch your videos muted. Mixed in, diluted, polluted, trash will crash. It's prostitute music, selling songs with ass eyes. Gas for breath, that's a left past the test. Music for a living, I couldn't ask for less.
The harder they come, the harder they fall. The quicker they come, the quicker they crawl. There's a left coming back with this brand new track. Here's another take from a swing of battle act. The harder they come, the harder they fall. The quicker they come, the quicker they crawl. There's a left coming back with this brand new track. Here's another take from a swing of battle act.
Fuck mass appeal and fuck keeping it real. I feel I need to date Tommy Mottola for a record deal. What would you do for that big contract? Change your face like Michael, be on American Idol. Act on my title and eat your own intestines. I thought we were musicians, not be affected contestants. Overnight stars for credit, forget it. Yeah, you went platinum, but who booked your record?
Expert philosophy behind the music prodigy. The next best thing since the Motley Crue biography. It's like arts become a shark in deep water. You swim up to the mainstream, then you bite the author. You could be a star too with fame and riches. Haters and critics, they can be so cynic, quick to call you a gimmick. You can't tarnish my image, you write about it, I live it.
The harder they come, the harder they fall. The quicker they come, the quicker they crawl. There's a left coming back with this brand new trend. Here's another taste from a fling of battle act. The harder they come, the harder they fall. The quicker they come, the quicker they crawl. There's a left coming back with this brand new trend. Here's another taste from a fling of battle.
Rest in pieces, yeah, we lost it. Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
If so, say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
If so, say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
I'm a heathen who's driven into tomorrow. I'm a demon who's feeding off your sorrow. You can't be dope if your shit's all borrowed. You claim to be hard, but you're way too hollow. So go ahead, try and stop the elevation. The game will still get fucked, force penetration. I never thought I'd become one of the illest. Now they all cry, cause I raped and pillaged and burnt their village. Everything they built, all guilty blood, no innocent was spilled. Treason and mutiny, I was lost in a lunacy. At least they all die with a little sense of unity. Consider that one of my contributions to this rap game has been gagged by pollution. The shit I spit, it's been known to leave contusions. Fuck with kids' minds like real good hallucinogens. Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
You know I'm not a threat, your facts are imaginary. That gets you labeled as an adversary. No need for body bags, no need for cemeteries. Got a great imagination, I'm a visionary. So rest in pieces, meet with Jesus. Or any other deity you believe in. Attention leeches, pledge allegiance. Or play your cards and get charged with treason. Keep on speaking, catch up beating. Give me a reason to leave you leaking. Anger's heat and temper's peak. Violence is needed, blood I'm feeding. Looking for any excuse to put you in your place. Take any kind of blade and rearrange your face. One false word is all it really takes for me to make your neck start oozing tomato paste. Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Human air, acid cream, KY or Vaseline. Then it seems to slide between them sweet double dubs.
Look here, yeah, bitch, I'm talking to you. I got my meat on granite, so what you wanna do? I mean, sure, we can screw, but what you think about this? You, me, Vaseline, my dick and your tits. And don't get me wrong, shit, your pussy is a bomb. Cisco, Crisco, yo ass in a thong. But I need a little change and it might come as a shock that tonight is a night to think outside the box. And I'm looking at them wiggle, jiggle, tickle my pickle. You might be a dime, but I'ma give you a nickel. That's five limp bitches if you wanna see the rest. KY, them bitches, put my treasure in your chest.
You can get a cream, KY jelly or bacon. Vaseline, anything that's out between them sweet double dubs. And I don't care if my dick falls off, grab my balls and make me cough. I just wanna see them soft and sweet double dubs. Take them out, make them bounce.
Yeah, juggle it, let's see them jugs.
Take them out, make them bounce.
Pull up your shirt and show some love.
Take them out, make them bounce.
Yeah, juggle it, let's see them jugs.
Take them out, make them bounce.
Up your shirt and show some love.
Yeah, P-U-S-S-Y, girl, you ain't got no alibi. I ain't shoot for the hoe, but I'ma let you know that you might get a little bit of this in your eye. But please don't cry, no pain, no gain. Let me in between them titties and I'll knock it out the frame. Put your legs in the air.
Oh, God,
but number for my ding-a-ling. Get a little loving from the sweet, sweet mound. So firm, so round, I be giving you the bone like an insane clown. Like birds of a feather squeezed close together. Let me see what's popping underneath your sweater.
Holy shit! Cletus, I think I'm gonna need some nutter butter for these big sons of bitches.
Using Gator extra cream, KY jelly or Vaseline, anything that's out between them sweet double dubs. And I don't care if my dick falls off, grab my balls and make me cough. I just wanna see them soft and sweet double dubs. Take them out, make them bounce.
Yeah, juggle it, let's see them jugs.
Make them bounce.
shirt and show some love.
Fun bag, tie, beans, rack, top shelf, nugs, cupcakes, flop a doodle, let me see them jugs. In Victoria, baby, don't you keep no secret like so, so deaf. I'ma show you how to freak it. Got love for your booty in them DSLs. Beating coochie is a crime, throw me in jail. But now I got an appetite for them titties tonight. It's like your mouth is Alaska and I'm about to lay pipe through snow cap feet. Jaw strike, girl, your best friend is a diamond. All I got is a pearl, but it's all yours, girl. Coming straight from the heart, I'ma make like Moses. Put your breast, please part.
Using KRX for cream, KY jelly or Vaseline. Anything by between them sweet stuff does. And I don't care if my dick falls off, grab my balls and make me cough. I just wanna see them soft and sweet stuff does. Take them out, make them bounce.
Mess of mix. Butcher baby, Jesus needs more babies for his war machine.
Wait, what is it? And we are back, and Ghetto, I am a wrestling god.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Eric Young is no longer champion.
He really lost that match, bro.
Yeah, man. He lost to fucking Bobby Lashley.
And
because
saw,
of one, because of one simple move.
Before.
All because of one simple move.
I guess a spear.
Yep. Well, then Bobby Roode came back and beat the shit out of fucking Kenny King. And
when did he leave?
Huh?
I said, when did he leave?
Well, apparently, fucking MVP fucking suspended him for a month. Beat up for a bed with crutches. I don't think fucking MVP hauled ass out of that ring. The man fucking Bobby Roode got in there.
Clearly, he's not injured.
So, tell me something. Please tell me somebody decided to throw fucking Laurel into a fucking volcano.
Well, we won't know until next week.
Well, that's bullshit.
Although, at the end of this episode, Zach was drowning, so...
Yeah, because he can't swim.
That's how they left you hanging on for till next week. Will he die or will he live?
Oh man! How about the fact Buzzkill got blocked by some chick up on Facebook?
Why?
And all he did was correct her.
Well, that'll do it. And what did he correct?
I was telling him fucking more likely you probably get blocked. For all the time that you correct people.
I don't know, it probably did. I don't know, maybe that's why people disappeared.
Possibly.
Like this one girl, man, she added me for some reason, and then we talked like once, and then she was no longer my friend. And she's friends with Victoria, and then I saw that she liked something on her page or something, so I was like, that girl out there, yeah, she unfriended me. And then she added me back, and then she unfriended me again. I was like, what the fuck?
The fuck was that bullshit about?
And then just to find out that, her boyfriend's having trust issues with her because she cheated on him. So,
the fuck? Why the hell are you adding another dude?
No, so she had to, get rid of all the dudes on her page and shit because he didn't trust her because she cheated on him. I mean, no wonder the dude has trust issues.
Damn.
Like, because she thought he was cheating on her because he was saying some girl was cute or some shit. So she went out and, slept with somebody. Like, what the hell was that shit?
Oh, man.
Like, bitch, you're the only one cheating. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, right. Oh, holy shit, the demon has arrived. Angel, how was your time in, fucking, where the hell did you go again? I forgot. Cedar Point, or Cedar Park, or Cedar Rapids.
Damn, man, it's all different places.
Fucking Cedar Trees.
trees, really.
Well, you weren't somewhere that had the word seated. And damn it, Ghetto, tell your girlfriend to stop coming up on TV.
Who's that?
Tammy.
Tammy. Melissa, whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah, that ugly bitch. That decided to rob a fucking fast food joint for the food.
Man, go ahead and tell her that, man. I bet you she throat punches you.
Yeah, see, there you go, Buzzkill, Cedar Forest. And Angel said he's good and just dealing with a lot at the moment. Well, yeah, you lost a admin. How do you feel about that?
Let's call the police. Let's call the ambulance.
But, yeah. So, let's see. We've got Angel tuned in. We got Buzzkill tuned in. We got Boobs tuned in.
Who the fuck is Boobs?
That would be Buzzkill's girlfriend.
Her name is Boobs?
Yeah.
Is she just a pair of boobs?
It's possible.
Okay.
That damn cigarette ash is getting all over the place.
That's almost as good as a Chin Chin.
Oh, bud. Yeah, man, so how about that, man? Even without a fucking working bow, Ricky got like an honorably noticed, whatever the fuck that shit was. Buzzkill said that his girlfriend's tits are a fucking E-cup. So he goes, so I guess.
Yeah, I mean, everybody with big boobs, I mean, it should probably be nicknamed Boobs, huh?
Yeah. How about the fact Karen Terrell came back tonight and whooped the shit out of fucking, Angelina Love.
Man, see, that's not how I thought that girl looked.
Man, I'm just surprised to see it, like, that she lost so much fucking weight from the baby that she had, quote unquote.
That she had. Yeah. I'm like karma, man. She probably had a fucking baby still fat as hell.
She actually is, yeah. Bad boy, look, be calm if we had the baby and then ate the baby.
Damn, man, what is this? Fucking National Geographics.
Yes. Starring Karma.
The mother has given birth to her child, and then she devoured it for her dinner.
Yes. And we now know what Bigfoot looks like. Karma.
Speaking of that, man, they got a movie of that on fucking Sci-Fi. Bigfoot.
What the fuck? That's probably all retarded and shit.
Yeah, it's definitely not Bigfoot.
Man, how about the fact that, Giant Bananas beat fucking CT in a fucking puzzle.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in this.
Yeah, I was too.
So now it's come down to the final, and I don't want any of them to win.
Yeah, right.
But if I'm going to root for somebody, I guess I'll go with Zach and Nani. Even though they're not going to win, but I'll go with those two because the rest of them just suck.
Man, we kidding. Fucking Zach's not going to make it. Man, I can see it now. Next week's episode. We mourn the loss of Zach, who drowned.
Come on. Could you just imagine if somebody actually died on that show?
Oh, it's his fault for not knowing how to swim.
That show would be over.
It really would be.
And then, like, if he says he can't swim, man, like, that's one of the things you're supposed to know how to do before you get on that show.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised they actually allowed him on there, you know, since they were going to swim and shit.
Yeah, right. Fucking, they were smart. They would have gone with somebody that could actually swim.
Now they got Devin on there, man. You know, and she lucked her way all the way to the final just to lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, if she's smart, you know, before she jumps into the water, she'll take her weave and wig out.
Yeah, that's another wig down.
Man, if she was smart, she would just go with no wig.
You would think.
I mean, come on. You're going into a fucking challenge. Where you got these physical things, and, you know, get into the water, get dirty. Yeah, you bring a fucking wig with you.
I guess it's safe to say Devin would never choose the physical challenge.
This is very true. That was a good show, Double Dare.
They brought it back. Never really cared about it then, though.
Yeah, probably.
No, they did bring it back, man. They brought back, what, like Double Dare 2000 or some shit.
Yeah, and it was absolutely horrible. They had a stupid-ass fucking host.
I don't even know who the host was.
Man, be glad. But I don't even know what the fuck his name was. It was some bullshit. I think it was like, oh, that's right. They had like two different hosts, like, for the fucking 2001. First one was Jason Harris. Don't know who the fuck he is. And then they had Tia Mowry as a host.
What the fuck? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it didn't last long at all.
Obviously.
I mean, come on, man. Between 1986 and 1992, there were 525 episodes. In 2000, there was only 67 episodes in two seasons. Whereas the first one made all the way to fucking seven seasons. So that right there tells you they just sucked.
Yeah. Well, since we got boobs in the room, why don't we listen to a song about boobs?
Man, you already missed it. I mean, we already played it in between.
Okay, we got that down. Oh, Ariel.
We can definitely go with that. We can get up to Tech 9. I said Tech 9, not Twisted, motherfucker. Let's see. There we go.
Now we gonna get to the psychology shit, you understand, man?
Hey, what's that for?
Oh, you mean
it? Get a bumper. Just a little softer. I'm the one that be driving them crazy out of their brains. To give me a peek of your areola out of your hand. Cause she got size on her, look at the size on her. Big old shake like she need fries on her. Wanna see her in your booster, yeah.
Swoop ya.
See her in a group, we say,
hey, areola.
Stick them out. Don't know what I'm talking about. Let's circle around and skittle in the middle. You put in your mouth.
Now I'm thinking about the little bitty circles decorated all around the living room.
Yeah, we're done becoming those chicko bigos you see it from breasticles. I got a big OPD inside the mouth. You need to talk, then I will let you know.
So what you want to, I can give you what you need. Just as long as you let me fuck and touch on those titties, baby.
I think that I am in love with what's put on these haters. 816 M-I-D dub, FYI in the future.
Ooh, areola.
Know that it popped off, but now I know she ready to get it knocked off. Kiss the areola and she say that it's gonna cost ya. I ain't giving up the money, you knowin' that I'm a certified player and I'm something like a pimp. Ask your mama, she can tell you the Tekkenina's a bona fide layer. Get you walking with a limp. And you know I got toe over up. Tekkenina hit it and I swole over up. Never over dough for the awa awa butt awa yo. Don't you know I'm a awa awa nut? I made a song about your areola. Don't let your bra fall right up your shoulder. You ain't got no titties, baby, you better hold up.
What is an areola?
Is area around your nipple. Boy, my little made this fish. Boy, don't you don't pull your pizza.
Ooh, areola.
Up next, Jimmy Stone.
Oh, 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 oh. La 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 la.
When I hit the stage, music become a remedy. All of my problems fade away.
La 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 la.
Soon as I hit the stage, music become my remedy. All of my problems fade away. Hey.
La la la.
Another dollar, need more of it like a comma. Hope it's better tomorrow. More money did it bring more drama. The things I did, forgive me, Heavenly Father. It was necessary. Responsibility, kids to feed. No more chance in penitentiary. And me, away from my kids, it can never be. This when music became my remedy. Horns rang. Isolating myself in the day. Beautiful musical melodies flowing through my veins. Juices is going, I'm jotting the things that I can say. I'm lost in the moment today, my problems fade away. Something by the way to make the kids feel. Pitting on paper with a pen has gotten me a deal. And still I will twirl and travel through the hills. On stage never find me a standstill. And the chorus sang
la la la.
Came out, fans rolling. chance, this road would be easy. Keep the negativity beneath me. Beat me, they try to beat me. Even if I'm down, you can't defeat me. Music is my remedy, relieve me. In the core, I sing.
La, la, la.
Trying to find a track that was requested, but I don't think I have it. So, let me see. Give me one, but I just think I'll find this track. Hopefully I actually have it. But I don't think I do. Yep, nope. Boogeyman, I do not have Stoner Night by Lil White. I That's probably one track I don't have by Lil White. So if you got a different request, let me know, and I'll try and get that. I'll try and see if I can find that track. Or until then, it was from KMK, Faint Dog, but what you heard.
Kingdom come, grown out the pot of liquor up in heaven. KMK, we're still number one.
Now some rap rock, critical white boy shit. Sit in the room with the royal fam, KM Click. Keeping the boom to the limit, level monster pit. I'm singing, fuck what you heard. You motherfuckers, we won't stop.
Revolution means shut the fucking streets down. Build a big wall and we start digging underground. We don't give a fuck how we disrupt the system. Occupy the streets, freedom is the only mission.
Yeah. Living life in the fast lane, keep doing our thing. Starting a revolution, everybody's on a smoke ring. KMK all day, Cottonmouth for name. Yeah, the kings run game, same dog is slain. What's with the funny face? Why you looking at me? I'm an ice cold criminal, crazy individual, dodging the pollution, fucking with the revolution.
What you heard is fuck what they say. We don't give a damn.
Track right now, so you got to give me a minute. I guess you get it uploaded. Welcome back, Ghetto.
Oh,
I figured Boogeyman would actually fucking request a track. I don't have on that. We don't have on the soundboard.
Well, why the hell not?
Because I don't have that CD.
And you call yourself a DJ?
Man, it's probably the only CD that, by little way, I do not own.
You don't have, what is it, Still Doubted?
Yep.
That was probably the cheapest of the Little White CDs.
Well, maybe I'll actually buy it.
That was like $8 when it came out. $8, $9.
Well, the track he wants to hear is Stoner Night.
I know the song.
Like I said, I don't have that album. Never had it. I've only got like 4 albums from my Little White.
Look at that, man. That one part from Bad Grandpa, wherever he was in that strip club. Then apparently, I guess after that, whenever he ran out, all the strippers went after him. This is on that Bad Grandpa 0.5, showing extra things. Chase him through a church.
I don't know. That wasn't really one of his best. That really wasn't a good movie.
No, it wasn't. But had some funny things.
Yeah, some. Like 3.
I don't know. I still crack up about the penguin part, but that's just me.
I'm pretty sure. Again.
Notice how I'm not fixing it.
And I'm pretty sure fucking Kiss would force him to fucking fix it.
Kiss, what the hell happened to that girl?
I don't know.
She lost her fucking mind years ago.
Yeah. So, like, fucking Nicki Minaj and Lil White. Oh, not Lil White. Lil Wayne.
I was like, damn, man. Lil White? You don't like Lil White?
Mac Miller. Macklemore.
So how do you feel about Ice-T being on this cell phone commercial?
I don't even know what to say about that.
I saw him on here. I was like, is this really what it's come to?
For him, yes.
Like, damn, man, selling phones for Boost Mobile.
Yeah. I mean, there again, you know, apparently, he makes more money doing commercials than he does actual TV.
Ice-T, where you at?
Really? Yeah, like I said, man, apparently, you know, he makes more money doing that because every time that fucking commercial comes on, he gets paid.
Well, then he's getting paid mad money then, man. They play that every fucking couple minutes.
Exactly. But here we go. Boogeyman, Lil White, Stoner Night.
Always lead a stoner night. Days like these always lead. smoke that astronaut weed and vacuum sealed and made for the moon. High as a motherfucking space station and I ain't coming down no time soon. It's a nice day and the weather's right to get high as a kite. Fucking around with your boy Lil White, gonna have you gasping for your life. I'm a pro with this, I roll it up and I fucking blow this shit. Granddaddy perk my great white out and a lighter is all I know is shit. I'm fucking with Studio A, bitch, that's that super duper loud. I blow it up in the clouds with my pops, I know he's looking down and he's proud. Still white music, bitches, if you didn't know, I'm on my way back to Tennessee with the same truckload of edibles. Oh, a nice day, the weather's right. Days like these always lead to stoner nights. Days like these always lead to stoner nights. Days like these always lead to stoner nights. Feel like a good day for drinking, but an even better for smoking. Feel like a good day for drinking, but an even better for smoking. Feel like a good day for drinking, but an even better for smoking. Even better for smoking. Even better for smoking.
Back. Man, I feel so bad for Zach. He got Devin, the most useless bitch in the entire fucking competition.
I already know this, my friend. What?
Yeah, how do they feel about that one?
Although, Zach probably got the worst end of the deal for the fact that he had to start out the challenge with her.
Exactly.
So that time right there, man, is going to be crucial.
Yeah, and he's drowning.
Yeah, and then they flip over and he's drowning. Yeah.
Fucking drowning, bitch, because of the fact you wouldn't listen to what he had to say. He kept going around in a circle.
Man, the bitch wasn't even doing anything. She was just
yeah, no, right?
She didn't even try to do anything. She was just leaning back and forth.
It's true. And then yet, she has the balls to complain about them going around in a circle.
Yeah. Man, it came so close to getting rid of the world, man.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, she's about to be gone. Fuck.
Yeah, they should have gave fucking Bananas fucking Devin.
He will the next round after that one.
Man, they should have given him her first.
Well, it all comes down to the times, man. So Zach's gonna have a terrible time in his first round.
Man, he's gonna be dead the first round. What the hell are you talking? He's drowning already as it is.
And then the next round, Johnny is going to have a terrible time. And then the other Johnny is going to have a terrible time.
Yeah, right? What the fuck? Like, why couldn't Devin... Like, I swear, Devin has not been in a fucking elimination once at all.
No, she hasn't, and neither has that Johnny, dude. They just made it all the way to the end by doing nothing.
Pretty much.
And then they make it here, and then they die. That's how it goes.
Exactly.
You heard what TJ said. Some of us are just good at the draw. But
yeah.
But you can't fake it here.
Ha 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 ha. Man, I guess it would have been fucking Johnny versus CT.
Man, the end should have had CT in it and not Johnny.
Hell nah. Johnny couldn't, man, Johnny didn't even do shit at all.
So he took out the guy with, he took out the guy with one hand. What do you fucking do?
There again, Leroy didn't do jack shit, but, you know, at least he admitted it.
Yeah, at least he knew he didn't do shit. I don't know, man. That matchup right there was not even close because CT just fucking destroyed the wall, so...
Hell nah. Man, he killed that fucking wall, man. Was like,
that wall was done, man. See, that's how you're supposed to hit it.
Yeah, man, fucking CT went through that wall like the Kool-Aid man.
It was like, oh, yeah.
And then it came down to, then it came down to the puzzles.
Yeah, fucking puzzles. What I want to know is how the hell he got to that second puzzle and just boom, automatically had the whole fucking line signed, set up.
I have no idea.
Like, really? Really? You got it done that easily? I don't believe it. I think something was edited in there. Probably took him like
it probably
lives.
Was. It was like, damn, I mean, come on, man, fucking, CT didn't even have a chance. You know, he's not that good at puzzles.
Man, fucking, then they put Cara Marie in there, man. That was just pathetic. That was, that just didn't need to happen.
Hell nah.
You know, just to see her get completely crushed by Laurel, really? Come on. She eliminated four fucking people.
And plus, she I mean, broke her
hand. And she was still there. Fuck, man. Just
yeah, right.
Like that. I'd be real pissed.
And I'm sure she was.
Should have let her go through, Laurel go home, or Devin just go home, and then just have both of them or something. But then with her luck, it probably would have ended up being her and Laurel in the next, you know, thing right there before the last thing.
It's so true. Man, I want some fucking spazzies now.
What?
I said I want some motherfucking spazzies.
Spazzies?
Yeah, Spazzy. It's a restaurant out here. It's a Italian kitchen.
Well, why don't you hit up Spaz, man, and have Spaz come over.
Man, I'm pretty sure I'd probably end up killing her.
Well, you said you want some Spazzy.
Yeah, not that kind, though. Fuck out of here.
What? She also has very large breasts.
Yeah, yes, she does. We should now change her name from Spaz to Boobs.
There's already a Boobs.
Fine. She'll be Boobs version 2.0.
Boobs 2.0.
Nah, man, but nah, like, I mean, the only thing about this place is they're kind of expensive, but not too much.
Speaking of, like, 2.0 and shit like it, so you hear the Hardy Boys are probably coming back.
Unfortunately.
Not that it really matters or anything, but I did see that.
How about the fact that fucking Dixie Carter fucking took out Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah, what the hell was that? What was that even about?
Apparently, fucking Dreamer's been talking shit about her on Twitter.
Oh, it was, that's who she was talking about. Okay.
Yeah. But God damn it, Dreamer, you've gone soft, motherfucker. You should have taken her and just fucking DDT'd her.
Like what? I don't know. Why was he talking shit on her?
Because I guess apparently, you know, at first, you know, she gave him permission to, you know, use, like, TNA talent, for, you know, for House of Hardcore. And then apparently decided to say, fuck you, you're not doing it anymore.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
It's not just part of a storyline.
No, it's an actual thing, because I think a lot of the talent from House of Hardcore is still part of TNA. The fuck? I'm trying to type in House of Hardcore, and up comes orgasm.com.
What the hell? Yeah, that goes with all that weird shit you be searching on your computer.
Man, I want a House of Hardcore, not fucking orgasm.com. The fuck?
Yeah, see the type of shit you be looking on? Your computer knows.
Actually, it's why, because I put .com instead of .net.
What the hell does that matter?
Apparently it matters a hell of a lot.
So how... what? House of Hardcore? Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. Tommy Dreamer's...
He got some nice hardcore porn.
Yeah, man, fucking... The entire fucking thing's been wiped clean.
So now he only has a few people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Xbox will be in there somewhere, so... That's what's up. Damn it, is orgasm.com doesn't have any good porn. I'm leaving.
And now he's looking on it.
Yeah. They ain't got no good porn.
Jeez, with a name like that, you would expect something good.
Yeah, right? There's absolutely no lesbian shit up on here. The fuck? You suck.
Oh, shit, man. There's this one porn store, man. All she does is lesbian porn.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Just saying. I didn't know she was a lesbian. Is all I'm saying.
Well, now we know. Man, there's a shitload of Italian restaurants in Danbury, what the hell? One of them, which I've never even heard of. Oh, wait, no, money that I have. But anyways, I see Buzzkill still up in the room.
He's probably bored to tears.
Probably. I'm sorry, Buzzkill. Are we boring you? Don't worry, we're ending at 12:30 anyways.
What the fuck?
Oh, I got work in the morning.
You just had a fucking night off, Mr. DJ.
Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow night for a full episode. man. This place better fucking deliver. Otherwise.
Well, then I guess you better play a song then.
Sounds like a plan. I say we go with. We're here.
Man, this ain't even a song.
That's your dog.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead. Unable to tell, the king took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they died with their final breath. They hailed the king, the king of kings.
I think the only good thing about that fucking Legends house is what I would have to say would be fucking Ashley.
Really? The person you don't ever even see?
Yes. Man, fucking Tony Atlas. a lasting steal, but looks like a moron. Fucking Pat Patterson can't cook to save his life. Fucking Hot Rod Piper, dude, is a serious fucking schizo.
You think?
Fucking Jim Duggan, man. I think the only time he has a good conversation is, you know, is when he has that fucking 2x4.
Oh.
Exactly. See, that's the best conversation he has in his entire life.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that dude's a little nuts too.
Oh yeah. Fucking Howard Finkel, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah, when did this dude get all fat?
Yeah, right. I have no idea.
That dude was never fat. Like, well, maybe like a little bit, but like, goddamn.
Man, he went from being fucking skinny to being Tubbo.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Oh, man, and he got fucking Mean Gene Okerlund. Man, dude could barely talk at the time. I don't know, man.
And for the fact that he was trying to, like, you know, be like some type of pimp.
Yeah, right.
Like, really, man? I think those days are over.
Yeah, I don't see Ashley getting with you at all. I mean, come on, man. I mean, they could have given us some, I think, a few better legends than that.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
The Undertaker.
He's still kind of active.
He were kind of. But then again, so was fucking Hot Rod. Dude fucking shows up almost like once a fucking month just for fucking Piper's Pit.
But what the hell is what would the Undertaker do in that house? Come on.
He'd scare the shit out of the neighbors.
What are you talking about? All them neighbors are scared of these people.
Exactly my point. He just scared. Oh, man.
Except for that one guy that, you know, brought him in for some food and shit.
Yeah. And then fucking Atlas was trying to fucking eat the entire fucking plate.
Yeah, see? That's all that dude did was eat that whole episode.
Well, at least now we have a new match for, you know, if they ever decided to do it. Rowdy Roddy Piper versus the Blender.
It's already happened. He failed.
Man, he really did fail.
Wow, Jim Duggan just stood there and laughed at him.
Yeah. And then finally afterwards he was like, I'll show you how it works. And he actually got it to work.
Like, seriously, why was that thing so hard to fucking turn on?
I don't know.
Like, why can't you just press a button and come on, you know? I understand his pain.
I do too.
But it was just really funny to watch.
Oh, man, it really was.
For the fact that he spilled it all over the place, too.
Yeah, like,
but yeah, that's the only episode I watched, though. Still yet to continue the rest.
Yeah. Man, the fucking next episode, they're fucking playing polo, but except they're using a fucking golf cart. And fucking Hot Rod and fucking, I think it's either Pat Patterson or somebody else, or fucking Hillbilly Jim, whatever the fuck his name is. And I'm fucking having a damn sword fight with the fucking Malice.
With the what?
You know, the fuck, you know, the cocaine Malice that they use for fucking polo.
Oh, oh.
And fucking Tony Atlas was like, if, because at first, you know, he thought that, you know, they were going to be on a fucking horse. And Atlas goes, if that horse comes near me, I'm going to knock him out. Yeah. That looks really good for
me. Man, I really don't see them fat-ass old guys playing some shit on a horse.
Man. All right, squish the fucking horse.
All you would see is them falling off. That's all you were saying.
Man, that's okay. Fucking, I think it was Duggan, or it might have been Finkel, one of the two, ended up fucking pushing their fucking caddy driver out of the fucking moving fucking cart. And then he fell out of the fucking cart. So, I don't think he had to worry about falling off a horse, because they kept falling out of the fucking...
I'm saying it would be a lot worse.
Yeah, it would be. But, this is over. I'm going to go pack up for work. We'll be back for a full-out show tomorrow night.
All right, bye.
Peace.